live. It's your show. We're launching here in hour number two. You can bring up whatever's on your mind toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at free.com. We are going to continue briefly this topic. We started last hour, and then we'll get right back into your phone calls. So talking about the idea of national service, it's one that's been thrown around quite a bit over the last couple of years, and even more so since the presidential campaign, where both candidates got together and patted each other on the back and talked about how there's one thing we both agree on, it's that every American should serve their government. Now, of course, that's not exactly how they put it, but in so many words, they essentially, I mean, the main message of that September 11th, convenient date, that summit that they had last year was that people that work for the state are better people. The people that work for the state are more valuable. You do things that are better, and we just like state people better. You're better.
Yep.
That was the message. And
so everyone work for the government, and greedy people work for the in the free market.
And so everyone should have the chance to serve their government, which means that they're going to force people to do this. Because not everybody wants to work for the state. I know I certainly don't, and I'm not alone. But they're going to pass a program, not right away, probably sometime this year, but they're going to pass a program that's going to create a new national service bureaucracy that will essentially force all young people in America to go to work for the state for X amount of months. Could be 2 years, could be 3 months. All of the details haven't been hashed out yet. There are a number of ideas that are on the table. But what they're doing right now is they're, as you were talking about before, sort of greasing the tracks, if you will. They're laying down, they're lubing people up for what's coming. They're talking in flowery language about service, and they're conflating volunteerism with working for the state. And they'll switch right back and forth between the two as though they are one in the same, as though actually going and volunteering at a local soup kitchen or volunteering with the Salvation Army or whatever, actually going and volunteering is somehow the same. Giving of oneself, giving of one's time, one's money on a voluntary basis is going to be the same as working for the state in a paid position, part-time or full-time. That's what they're doing here in this, and that's what Barack Obama himself is doing in a propaganda piece with his name on it, as though he were the writer in Time magazine this month or this week. And here's the remainder of his little story. He says, "We know that government alone is not the answer to the challenges that we face. Yes, our government must rebuild our schools, but we also need people to serve as mentors and tutors in those schools. Yes, our government must modernize our healthcare system, but we also need people to volunteer in our hospitals and communities to care for the sick and help people lead healthier lives." Now, before we go on, no, I disagree. The government doesn't need to do anything with schools, nor does it need to modernize the healthcare system. Indeed, the government isn't capable of doing such things effectively. They can dump a whole bunch of money into either one of those two areas, and yeah, the hospital might get a new x-ray machine or whatever, they might be able to buy some new equipment, but they don't have the correct incentives. They won't buy the right equipment. They won't buy the right amount of equipment. They won't know exactly what, because they're the government, they're not tied into the marketplace signals, so they won't know what it is the marketplace is looking for. The government does a crap can job with everything that it touches, but yet, Barack Obama and people like him can just make these declarations that, well, government must do these things. It's government's responsibility to take care of you. It's government's responsibility to educate you. And Americans believe this stuff, hook, line, and sinker. He goes on to say, not all Americans, but he goes on to say that, yes, our government must maintain the finest military in the history of the world. Well, actually, according to the Constitution, that pesky old document that supposedly created your government, according to the Constitution, there's not even supposed to be a standing military. There's not supposed to be a standing army. So, no, you don't have an obligation to maintain the finest military in the history of the world. No, it's just not true. But if he says it enough times, people will believe him. And he says it's only possible if brave men and women across America sign up to serve in that military. And while our government can provide every opportunity imaginable for us to serve our communities, really? That's quite a statement, that the government can provide every imaginable opportunity. It's like, you just think of it and poof, the government can provide it.
Well, they're so good at doing things. Everything the government does, it does well, right? Well, if that's so, call in and tell us about it, because I'd really love to hear the one thing the government does well.
800-259-9231. It is up to each of us to seize those opportunities, to do our part, to lift up our fellow Americans to realize our own true potential by hitching our wagon to something bigger than ourselves. In the end, I have no illusions.
It is that. The government is bigger than me. I can agree with that much.
In the end, I have no illusions about the magnitude of the challenges we face. But I have no doubt that we can meet them if we each do our part. So I urge you to get involved right now at this defining moment in history. I'm not going to tell you what your role should be. That's coming later.
Right, today.
That's for you to discover, he says, and I won't promise that it will always
be easy. We'll give you some choices of roles that you can take.
Yes, you can either be in the military or in the other program. What's your choice? He says, it won't always be easy, and I can't promise you'll accomplish all your goals all at once. But I learned in the shadow of an empty steel plant more than two decades ago, while you can't necessarily
looking at
bend history to your will, you can do your part to see that, in the words of Dr. King, that it bends toward justice. So I hope that you will stand up and do what you can to serve your community, shape our history, and enrich both your own life and the lives of others across this country. And to that end, I say, great. Again, this is a mixed message here, and it's mostly of the, it's not really mixed too heavily, but it is mixed. The message is that services and helping others is good. Okay, yeah, I like the idea of helping others, but I like the idea of being able to choose for myself how to help others. I like being able to make my own decisions as to how I spend my time and how I spend my money and what organizations I support with that. So if that were all that he were doing, if all he were doing was just putting out a call to Americans to get out into their communities and make a difference, there'd be nothing I could disagree with about that. But that's not all that's going on here. And it doesn't take much digging to beneath the surface to really come to understand what it is that they're looking at doing. Now, there's a story, an excerpt from the GIVE Act. It's either the Senate version or the House version. I'm not sure which one it is, but... there's an excerpt here. Just, I don't know how long this bill is. It's probably hundreds of pages long, as most of their bills are. But just here are a few things that a participant in an approved national service position may not engage in. So when the government program comes about, whether it's the mandatory one or if it's just an expansion of AmeriCorps or whatever it is they're looking at doing initially, you'd think that, well, you're going in and you're going to serve the community and that's all that's required of you. But there are more rules that will be attached that you might not necessarily have realized. It's kind of like, and this is the Senate version, I think. Here are the things you cannot do when you're serving as a national service person. You cannot attempt to influence legislation.
Isn't that what... what? So I can't write my senator or congresscritter?
A worker of the state. You are serving the state, and you are not allowed to engage in such behaviors, even though people in government bureaucracies everywhere are doing those things. I mean, they're teachers' unions and things like
that. Similar rules to if you're in the military.
Yes. Yes, and that's what they were pointing out here, that this is very similar to what military people are prohibited from doing. You're also not allowed to organize or engage in protests, petitions, boycotts, or strikes. Nor are you allowed to assist, promote, or deter union organizing. You're not allowed to impair existing contracts for services or collective bargaining agreements. You're not allowed to engage in partisan political activities or other activities designed to influence the outcome of an election.
You're not allowed to participate in partisan political activities. So I would have to rescind my membership to the Republican Liberty Caucus, and I suppose I wouldn't be able to allow to...
That's
you may just not be able to participate.
Yeah, I have a feeling they're not saying you need to suspend your membership.
Well, what about the bulletin boards? I'm on their little...
You just can't post.
Great.
You cannot participate in or endorse events or activities that are likely to include advocacy for or against political parties, political platforms, political candidates, proposed legislation, or elected officials. You're not allowed to engage in religious instruction, conducting worship services, providing instruction as part of a program that
You're not allowed to teach Sunday school?
That's correct. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. So this is, you know, just the tip of the iceberg as to what's coming soon in this country. It is going to be a very large-scale national service program, essentially a brown shirt program, a Hitler Youth program for America. We're keeping an eye on it here, and we'll take your calls about anything coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Government officials like to think they know better than the rest of us. They tell us what we can buy and when we can buy it, everything from guns and booze to cold medicine and cigarettes. Now they've gone even farther. Cities across the country are now trying to tax and ban bottled water. That's right. Simple, no alcohol, no caffeine, no calorie bottled water. They say it's wasteful and buying it is, quote, stupid. But who are they to decide? If politicians decide you shouldn't even be able to buy bottled water, what's next? Visit us at enjoybottledwater.org and sign the petition to keep the nanny state out of our water bottles.
Did you know that pH balance is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 9 or higher. Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals and elements. This product is a one of a kind in its strength and effectiveness. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline while helping you get rid of acid and regaining your health and energy. With just 10 drops, you can raise the pH level of the water you drink up to the pH of 10. Alkalizing water helps the body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-344-3420 today.
Gun Day. 3 days to exercise your Second Amendment rights for only $10 per person April 3rd, 4th, and 5th at Knob Creek Gun Range. The world's largest machine gun shooting military gun show is fun for the whole family, with machine guns and flamethrowers for rent, helicopter rides, and over 800 tables showcasing handguns, shotguns, rifles, and more. Opens at 9 a.m. Call 502-922-4457 or visit knobcreekrange.com. That's K-N-O-B, creekrange.com.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You dial in toll-free and bring up whatever you want at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com features including live streams, broadband version of the show, dial-up version, webcam. We give it all away free to you. At freetalklive.com, you can actually go to listen.freetalklive.com to tune in directly.
You know that email is not secure, but hey, privacy's dead anyway, right? Well, wrong. Introducing privacyharbor.com. It's an easy-to-use, secure email alternative and sign up for a free account today. It's a free account today at privacyharbor.com, because normal email is not secure. It's privacyharbor.com.
And by the way, just a quick update on the national service situation. Nick, you told us during the break that the Senate version of the bill has passed.
Yep, that's according to Alex Jones over Prison Planet. Actually, Paul Joseph Watson's the one reporting on that.
The New York Times actually also has the story, so it's apparently passed 74-14, showing broad bipartisan support for service.
So it looks like, I mean, there's a House version that's passed and a Senate version that's passed, It's pretty clear that we're going to have some form of it's basically in the cards at this point. The legislation's been passed. One of those versions will be accepted.
Right. This is going to be the version, or this is going to be my understanding of this, is that they're going to introduce a dramatic increase, for instance, in the budget for the AmeriCorps program, possibly looking at an outlay of what was $418 million in 2010, and then it will go up to $5.7 billion or something
like
that.
Yeah, as far as the mandatory aspect of it, this does say that a mandatory service requirement was dropped in the House bill. It doesn't say about the Senate bill. But there's a part that remains about the Youth Engagement Zone program. And states that service learning will be a mandatory part of the curriculum in all of the secondary schools served by the local educational agency.
So they may bring this in right off the bat, then. They may not wait.
I mean, they might. I haven't read Section 120 of this legislation, but what they may do is instead of making it serve or go to jail, they'll just simply say to high school students, say, well, you can either serve or you can not get the diploma.
Right. That's what our understanding was of what Rahm Emanuel's plan originally was to essentially, that way they couldn't say it was mandatory, right? Because nobody's forced to graduate from high school. So, of course, everybody's indoctrinated to believe that you need to in order to be successful. So, for the most part, it's a fairly coercive system. And, of course, you're forced to pay for the high schools whether you send your kids there or not. So, essentially, it's coercive, but they can easily say, well, you know, this is still voluntary. You could still drop out of high school, and you wouldn't have to go to the national service thing. So we'll keep you in the loop here as to what develops. We're going to go to your phone calls about whatever's on your mind, 800-259-9231. Let's talk first to Robert in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Robert.
Hello.
Hey, you're on the air. What's on your mind?
Hey, last week, Mark, you said you wanted to hear an example of socialism that works.
Okay.
You guys have actually mentioned it before, but there's like probably millions and millions and millions of small cases of socialism that works every day. And that's between like a man and a wife or a husband and wife. They typically share their money and, pull it all together and there you go. And it usually works out pretty well.
Yeah, I agree with that. Absolutely. The family unit is a great little sharing entity because people feel connections that they don't with, neighbors and friends and things like that. You've heard, a good example is a good way to lose a friend is to have them as a roommate, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and I was going to say, I was also in a situation before I found my libertarian beliefs and stuff. I used to live with my brother and a roommate, and we did the same thing. At the time, I made the most money, so I kind of set the example, and we just put all of our money together into one pot, paid all the bills out of it, and then whatever was left, we would, like, one person would buy what they want, and the next person would do what they want, and it would just go around. It was fairly effective until I lost my job.
Was it effective? I'm just wondering if you made the most money. Usually that's the person that feels scalded the most by it. Did you get to drink the flavor beer that you normally prefer? Or did they drink up all your beer? Did they eat your food?
I didn't really feel like that because one of the people that was in the, I guess, they were very close. There was our best friend, my brother and I. And my brother, so we were all three very close. And I made hundreds of thousands more than them, maybe a couple thousand a year. But still, I set the example, and maybe they benefited a little bit, but eventually I lost my job. Then my friend, not my brother, but my friend started making more money, and he started, lead by example. He started insisting to split everything equally, and that's where I fell apart.
So you know, what fell apart? I'm sorry, I didn't quite get that.
The whole thing fell apart when the friend out of me, my brother, and my friend, he started making the most money, and he decided he didn't want to be in this little, I guess, situation. He wanted to split everything equally.
Fairly.
And that's when it fell apart, yeah.
He wanted to split things fairly.
So y'all were splitting things based on who made what? You were splitting...
Well, in the beginning, we were just like, when I made the most, we just dumped all the money in a pot, and we would pay bills.
Right. And how much money did you... How did you decide how much money to dump into this pot?
All of it.
All of the money
that
you made.
That everyone made was dumped into
everything.
This pot. Apparently.
Wow, that's crazy, in my opinion. I mean, I would never go along with such a thing. But, you know, if you can find people to go along with that, then and it's completely voluntary, then that's great. And as you pointed out, it didn't end up working out for you, as in
until
most
I
cases.
Lost my job.
Well, it worked out until your friend had to give up his money. And that's really, that's the ugly part of this. This is the ugly little portion of socialism is that, you know, when it came time to pay the piper and be fair about everything, he didn't want to do it. And, you know, I don't blame him. It's a strange way to run things, but you know, if you like socialism, it's worth a shot, right?
I think it's a stretch to identify a loving relationship as being socialist, where two partners share resources. But I suppose it fits.
Voluntary. I mean, you were free to leave that arrangement.
Yes.
With socialism, you're not.
Well, our group had three people. A man and a wife has two people, so it's not much different, in my opinion.
Yep. You're still free to leave, though.
Usually, a man and a wife when one of them starts making more money than the other, and the other one had been making more money previously,
right,
the relationship doesn't break up. And that's the ugly part of this is that your friend, when he had the chance to do what was right, did not, because socialism doesn't incentivize people to do the right thing.
Robert, I thank you for the call tonight. The discussion 800-259-9231.
I would say that a man and a wife, you can call that a socialist arrangement. I don't have a problem with that in particular.
I mean, to me, socialism implies a state arrangement.
That's what it implies.
I would just say it's a communal arrangement when it's between individuals, but whatever you want to call it, I mean, it is sharing the resources.
The definition here, the number one definition, dictionary.com, is a theory or system of social organization that advocates the vesting of the ownership and control of the means of production and distribution of capital, land, etc., in the community as a whole. So I guess if your community is the community of two people in your relationship, and that is your social organization, I suppose you could stretch that definition to apply to that. But I'm with Nick. I feel like socialism inherently means a much more, a larger scale operation. But all that said, I still think having ownership separate in a relationship is a much better position to come from. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you suffer from aches and pains in your knees, arms, wrists, or elbows? Is it difficult to get out of bed in the morning because of joint stiffness? Have you been looking for a safe, natural alternative to help ease your pain? If so, you need to visit solartherm.ca. Solartherm, the pain care you wear, is a patented ceramic fiber support technology that holds in and reflects your own body heat, soothing those sore areas. Solartherm is extremely light and comfortable to wear and increases blood flow to the affected areas without the use of toxic chemicals. Imagine being able to finally relieve the aches and pains in your elbows, knees, wrist, back, and more. So forget about messy creams that have an unpleasant smell. Try Solartherm, the pain care you wear. Call them today at 1-877-747-6664. That's 1-877-747-6664. Or visit them online at solartherm.ca. That's solar, T-H-E-R-M, solartherm.ca.
Attention, an important product from hempusa.org, microplant powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have microplant powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
I'm Don Germano with Kmart. We're a proud sponsor of March for Babies. Helping babies was an easy decision for Kmart. We're all parents, aunts, uncles, and grandparents. We care about our babies, and we care about all babies. When a baby has to fight for his life, we all need to help. We participated in March for Babies for the past 25 years and will continue walking until every baby is born healthy. Join us in March for Babies. The walk starts at marchforbabies.org.
I'm John Hewitt, CEO of Liberty Tax Service and proud sponsor of March of Giants' premier walking event, March for Babies. More babies begin healthy lives because of March of Dimes research and programs. And with our support, we can do even more for families all over America. Our goal is to ensure all babies will be born healthy. But we have to walk to get there. Join the March for Babies. Sign up at marchforbabies.org.
Everyone knows that omega-3 should be an essential part of our daily diet. With so many different methods of consumption, how do you choose a simple yet effective way to get your daily intake? The friendly, knowledgeable folks at North American Nutrition have the answer. Nature's Gem Premium Omega-3. Unlike other flaxseed, our golden flax is grown on our farm in northern Minnesota, providing cooler temperatures and longer summer hours, producing the highest quality premium golden flaxseed around. In addition, we selectively harvest and sort flax seeds by size and weight, keeping only the best seeds that can produce the highest abundance of omega-3. The result is a delicious, nutty, buttery flavor. Nature's Gem Golden Flax is pure. There is nothing added and nothing taken away and non-GMO. We offer a 100% money-back guarantee. Order Nature's Gem Premium Golden Flax today at goldenflax.com, goldenflax.com, or call 800-387-5516. That's 800-387-5516. Free shipping included.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Your number to dial in toll-free and bring up whatever you want is 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features we give away, so enjoy those. Totally free for you, including the Shrine of Female Listeners, dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send us their validated photo and prove they listen to the show. You can see it over at shrine.freetalklive.com. If you are a lady listener, you can submit your picture, or there's a now a video option. Get all the details at shrine.freetalklive.com.
The Institute for Humane Studies is offering 12 different seminars this summer in locations across the country. Participation is free, and the IHS covers meals and housing. Seminars are for those simply curious about libertarian philosophy to those passionate about liberty. Even those who want career advice, networking opportunities, and lectures relevant to each career path. Go to libertarianseminars.com and register today. Deadline is March the 31st. It's libertarianseminars.com. IHS covers all the expenses.
All right, we continue here with your phone calls. We'll start by talking to Alex in Wisconsin. Alex, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Nick, and Mark.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Alex, what's on your mind?
First of all, I'd just like to apologize in advance. I have a little cold, so if I sound funny, please forgive me. But anyway,
okay.
I wanted to tell you guys about a success story I felt I had the other day.
Sure.
It's freeing some people's minds, because we were having a debate in one of my classes, and the teacher
asked... Is this college
asked,
or high school?
College.
Okay.
And the teacher asked if she made four categories, strongly agree, agree, disagree, or strongly disagree, and asked where we thought to go to this area about the question, do we believe that it should be mandatory to teach a foreign language kindergarten through 12th grade? I was the only one who went to strongly disagree, and so, of course, I became the target of everyone because they wanted to simply, I don't force anyone to learn anything. They're like, well, do you agree that same thing about math? I said, yeah, we shouldn't force people to learn math. They're like, well, kids won't want to learn then. And I said, that's a common argument, but believe me, after a few years of being cheated out of change and flipping burgers at McDonald's, they'll probably be willing to pay for a real education to learn the skills that they need.
And also, I'd like to point out that kids really do love to learn. Jack is enjoying learning all kinds of new things every day.
Well, they love
but
it until
it really takes government school to suck that love right out of them. I mean, you really have to have a bureaucrat in there every single day telling them what to do and to shut up and to ask when to use the potty and all kinds of things like that to really make it so a kid hates learning.
And that's what I tried pointing out. And then the big question that came up was, if we made it mandatory, or the big point that I brought up, if we made it mandatory, we'd already have to pay more for public schools. And someone actually brought up, and I was hoping they would, you don't pay for public schools, it's free. I was like, that's a good one.
Silly college kids.
And so I pointed out
it comes from heaven.
You pay for it in property taxes, and you pay just as much, if not more, than you do for private schools in some areas.
Way more.
And so, and that was fine. The teacher decided to. Some people were getting kind of riled up because we have education majors in that class, and they didn't like me basically saying their job's useless. But after class, three people came up to me and asked me more about my beliefs about these things, and they really started to seem to think about it and latch on to the idea that, wow, we really are being forced to pay for a school system that they all agreed didn't work.
Anybody that's been through the government schools knows just how bad they can be, and I think
I went to one of the worst ones in my, or one of the worst systems in my state, the Milwaukee Public School System. I mean, there are a few good areas, but for the most part, people consider it a lost cause.
It is Milwaukee, after all.
Exactly.
Well, good job. What did you end up doing? I mean, what did you tell them when they asked you for more information?
I just kind of explained to them, and I said a lot of what my beliefs are from the Austrian economics point of view, and I actually mentioned you guys. I said I listen to Free Talk Live a lot, and they help me understand some of these things that I don't, that I didn't understand at first. I just kind of gave them some of the literature that I read, and I said, feel free to go look at it. And if you have any more questions about this stuff, let me know. I'm not the best at it yet, but at the same time, I can help you figure it out, because having people to talk to is how you figure things out.
I think that's great. What a great story, and I thank you for the call tonight. You know, just it's one by one. You've got to win those hearts and minds over to the ideas of freedom one person at a time, and great job. 800-259-9231. Well, let's continue with Steve in South Carolina. Steve, you are on Free Talk Live.
Hi,
Steve,
guys.
You're on the air.
I digress at least twice.
Okay.
Okay, so it's Ian, Nick, and Mark, right?
That's right.
That's correct.
So every time that there's a guest, Mark ends up last.
That's right.
Okay, well, I'm just wondering why.
That's Mark's choice, by the way, because he wants to feel important.
Don't you think that you know, that people recall what they heard the last?
Well, you know, actually, to a point, yes. But when Ian says I'm Ian, and it's like I remember that, and then everything else after that is just whatever.
First or last is the way to go, and it would be difficult for Ian to signal me to say, and Mark, before him.
Yeah.
And, you know, so, I mean, when he, that's what it works
like,
for us.
It's almost like a proprietary thing. It's like Ian, Nick, Mark.
Yes.
Yeah, we got our format, and we stick to it well here on Free Talk Live. So what else? Well,
that's fine. The other thing is, too, is like the socialist thing that the two callers ago was talking about.
Yeah.
I was thinking about my ex-wife. It's like, my money is my money, and your money is my money.
Yeah, sometimes it works that way with, you know, sometimes it works that way in family units. And at that point, I think I agree with Ian that keeping money separate is a good idea. Certainly, I've had relationships where that would be a good idea. And it's difficult because, you know, the people that don't, that you should keep your money separate from don't want you to. Right. No, I want you to share your money with me. Those people want that. And then, you know, then you're having sex with them and you're getting married to them and all these other things. And you're trying to tell them, no, stay away from my money. Stay. It's difficult. Whereas the people that you should be sharing your money with, the woman that you should be sharing your money with, she's not all that fired interested in your money and taking care of your finances because, well, apparently you aren't as good at it as she is. So that's kind of the conundrum there.
I got you. Well, the other thing is, too, is when I graduated from high school, I was socially promoted from Neville High School in Monroe, Louisiana, which you guys do have a station there.
We are on KBYO in Monroe. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. And I got socially promoted, and I was, you know, I was thinking about it when after I got into college, and pretty much I didn't do good in that. And I was thinking the bells, they ring, they tell me when the tardy bell rings and so on and so forth. I was like, why do we have bells? And it's because we're being indoctrinated to work in a shift or like, an industry for labor.
Yeah.
The bell rings, it's time for a shift change. I was like, well, this sucks. And after I got out of high school, I went into the Navy because I thought, well, you know, I got nothing to do. I'm just going to go work.
That's often the reason the people go.
Yeah, and I went into the Navy. And I was like, oh, this is the wrong path to take.
Oops.
So, yeah, really. And luckily, I got out with a medical discharge, which was an honorable discharge. And I got out, and Sweet. Then I started thinking independently. I was like, wait a minute, I got my own mind. So I ended up getting my bachelor's degree, and I ended up getting my master's degree in Homeland Cybersecurity, which made me feel very independent. And I'm thinking, you know, this indoctrination stuff is a mind-washing concept that they put on you as a young child. And if you don't realize the difference, then you're going to be sucked into it, and you'll never know the difference.
And that's where most people are. They've been completely, brainwashed to believe that the state is all and that they just need to follow this predetermined path of going to college, graduating, getting a job, sticking with that job, getting, you know, to age 65 to where they can retire. They'll collect their Social Security and then, they'll croak at some point. And you're right. And people are put into that mentality from the state indoctrination system, which basically creates a very obedient class of people, a class of people who, and I thank you for the call tonight, a class of people who aren't interested in taking risks, a class of people whose primary mode of operation is to just get by and to survive.
Many of the proponents of public education, when it was first being proposed, they advocated that because they knew that they would be able to control the average person more if they had programmed them and basically taken them out of the family unit and have the state raise them from an early age.
And by control, specifically, we're talking about extracting wealth. And because if you can control somebody's mind, then it's easy to get them to work for you and not think much of it. 50, 60, 70% taxes, people don't blink an eye at it.
A congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babcock with DownsizeDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, I didn't write it, I didn't approve it, I wasn't even consulted. If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizeDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizeDC.org.
Every 22 seconds, a violent crime is committed. Are you concerned about your personal safety? Why wait for something bad to happen when you can take action now? Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. PepperSpray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all your non-lethal self-defense supplies. PepperSpray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web, including mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. PepperSpray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. PepperSpray.com is proud to feature Saber brand Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray. For every Saber Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray sold, a donation will be made to the National Breast Cancer Foundation. Enter the word pepper in the coupon box and you'll receive 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com or call 1-800-908-9988. Call today.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
This year, millions of people will lose electricity. Ice storms, earthquakes, flooding, or hurricanes could leave you without power for days. Anyone that's ever been in a blackout knows that the first thing you need is a flashlight. That's why you need the Packlight. The Packlight is powered by a 9-volt battery and lasts up to 1,200 hours. It's so small, it fits right in your pocket and glows in the dark, making it easy to find when you need it most. One Florida customer says,
"My Packlight has lasted through 4 hurricanes in 2 years, over 30 days without electricity, and I'm still using the same battery."
The Packlight comes with a 25-year warranty and prices start at just $12.99. It's time for you to be prepared with a Packlight. Visit us at 9voltlight.com. That's 9voltlight.com. Or call us today toll-free at 877-715-4448. That's 877-715-4448.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial toll-free and bring up whatever you want at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site we give away, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. You like the show? You want to help support Free Talk Live? You can shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Enter Amazon through that link, and Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. So just start your shopping at amazon.freetalklive.com and you can get all the stuff that you need for life. By the way, the bureaucrats are undermining your right to bear arms and they're taxing bottled water. That's right. Water. Log on to enjoybottledwater.org and tell them enough is enough. Sign the petition fighting taxes and regulations on bottled water. After all, if they can tax water, what will they do next? Go to enjoybottledwater.org and get your signature on that position, that petition. Which, by the way, that's a website put together by our friends over at CEI, the Competitive Enterprise Institute. Same people that are behind the excellent organization Bureaucrash, which we're big fans of here on this program.
Absolutely. And, you know, if you want to see more partnerships between organizations like CEI and Free Talk Live, I recommend going and signing this petition. This shows them how active our listeners are and, you know, that they care about the same things that, you know, that CEI cares about. So please go sign this petition now. Sign it today. If it's the one thing you do for Free Talk Live this month, sign this petition.
Enjoybottledwater.org. We were talking with Pete Eyre, the president of Bureaucrash, and Jason Talley, who's a former president of Bureaucrash. Both of them are planning on moving up here to New Hampshire and apparently moving the Bureaucrash head offices up here. I guess it's not all completely set in stone quite yet. They're trying to work out nail down some details with the higher-ups at CEI. But they've launched a website, and since it's on the Internet, I think it's fair to give it a mention here. It's called motorhomediaries.com. Searching for freedom in America, motorhomediaries.com, with both Pete and Jason as bloggers there. One of their blog entries is about how we were talking about them yesterday on Free Talk Live. And of course, I went over there and I noticed that there was a chip in contribution thing up in the corner. And I figured what they're doing is just so awesome. I figured we had to get behind it. And so I threw $100 in their first, which I thought was their first $100 contribution, because there was $0 listed on the chip in total.
Uh-huh.
But even though I put $100 in, it still lists zero. So not sure what's going on behind the scenes. I guess something screwy with the totals. But anyway, you can head over to motorhomediaries.com. Basically, what they're going to do is they're going to take an RV from New Hampshire and drive it all across the country, promoting, of course, Bureaucrash and promoting CEI and promoting Free Talk Live, apparently. Mark, you told me they're going to have a Free Talk Live logo or banner or something like that on their RV.
That's the intent. I mean, we'll see if it all works out, but yeah, that's the intent.
So I think that's awesome, and so I want to have both Pete and Jason come in here when they're up here in New Hampshire, have them sit in the studio, talk about what they've got planned, and then have them call the show periodically as they're on the road and give us updates. I think that'll be a lot of fun, and I think this is going to end up being a huge, huge recruiting tool for the Free State Project.
And hopefully Bureaucrash, too.
Yeah, well, yeah, obviously. But going around to various different events and putting the idea in front of young libertarians, which is what Bureaucrash does, is kind of, you know, it does things that are appealing to young people,
mm-hmm.
and bringing more liberty-minded people into the concept of the Free State Project, and that is, of course, moving as many, hopefully thousands and thousands of liberty-minded people all here to New Hampshire so we can get active and actually achieve freedom in our lifetime. So thanks to the guys over at MotorhomeDiaries.com for doing what they're doing, because it's pretty exciting. And it looks like they want to get started on April 1st. They're going to drive from D.C. to New Hampshire. So
sounds like a lot of fun, actually.
Yeah, this is just getting started, and we'll follow it here on the show. As we continue with your phone calls, let's talk to Tom in New Hampshire. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live. Tom, New Hampshire?
Yeah, I want you to know I signed that petition there about the bottled water.
Thank you, sir. That's
the least I could do here. But anyway, yesterday I called up to mention how, a cop went out and killed four innocent human beings, and then the cops were whining like a bunch of crybabies because a human being went out and killed four cops. And somehow that's not fair. Even though one of them killed four of us, it's not fair that one of us goes out and kills four of them. But anyway, one thing I need to bring up here. When you've got issues that are of concern to you that you learn about on the news, you can look up the local newspapers and TV stations out that way, where the things have happened.
Okay.
You can go to the search engines have their own news presentations, too. So you can see news all over the country and around the world. They put in keywords and search for these things.
Yeah.
And then you can go on to their websites. You can set up a little account there and log in and post your comments to them.
On a lot of newspapers' websites and some TV sites, sure.
Yeah, well, this is another avenue for people who want to express themselves. And, like, for instance, in Bedford, Texas, they're debating imposing a daytime curfew on children because these children are committing truancy from school. And I went on the Fort Worth Star-Telegram and pointed out the government never had any right to compel them to attend school in the first place.
But they do.
Never concede the first part, because they keep building from that. And their original premise is false, that they even have a right to...
You're right. When you're talking about liberty with people, it's always best to strike at the root. I thank you, Tom, for the call. It's a good suggestion. It's easy to get lost in the details. It's easy to start arguing over the minutiae over a new proposed plan. And for instance, we were talking about the National Service Plan, where they're going to increase the AmeriCorps budget from 400-something million to $5 billion or something like that. I don't have all the numbers in front of me, but instead of arguing about, well, I don't think it should be $5 billion, we should only have $500 million instead of $5 billion, to argue about the details of the plan is not doing anything for freedom, but to strike at the root and to say, well, the real issue here is whether or not people, the government should be out there providing a false charity options for people to spend their time on. I mean, should government be conflating real volunteerism with working for the state? To really cut to the root of the issue, and of course the ultimate root is, should government exist at all? But the closer you can get to the root of the issue and the false premises, as Tom was talking about, the better. Because if you can help people understand that all of these ideas that the government is putting forth, whether it's, some new government program or a modification to an existing program, it's all based on the false premise that we even need government to be providing these services in the first place. And if you avoid that conversation, you just get mired down in the details. And I don't think you're as effective that way. Toll-free number, 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Terry in British Columbia. Terry, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello.
Hey.
I just want to make some comments on
sure.
the National Service Program. Yeah, I think you're right what you just said. We pay taxes to the government, and we're under the illusion that those taxes are going to these social programs. And if they were doing the job with the cash in the first place, we wouldn't even need volunteers in the hospitals now. They'd be fully staffed. But, of course, from their perspective, the government's perspective, this is an ideal opportunity for them to be able to have, as you said, slave labor. And then the money that we present them with in taxes can then, of course, be used to buy, you know, weapons or for bailouts or for whatever other reason.
I don't know if the National Service Program has been proposed as slave labor. It's slavery in that you'll be forced into it, but at the same time, they are going to probably give people some sort of stipend. There will be, like there is for AmeriCorps, there will be some kind of payment. In the same way that soldiers in the military get a very low amount of money for the amount of hours they're putting in, similarly, you'll see a very low amount of money being distributed to the people working these National Service Programs. It doesn't make it any less slavery, because obviously in the times of chattel slavery, the slaves had a house to live in, and they had food that they could eat, and you know, in some cases, they even did get some money, from what I understand. So it's still slavery in that it's involuntary servitude, but it's not total, complete, you're working for free kind of slavery.
Yeah, well, I guess the slave that works for the good master that gives him extra food or a better place to stay is just as much a slave as the one on the next ranch. That,
absolutely. If you didn't get to choose to join and you aren't free to leave, then you're a slave.
You're a slave nonetheless. And you mentioned that caught my interest, and I've said this many times. 70%. Income tax directly and indirectly. And people don't understand that the majority of their taxes goes to pay a bill that doesn't exist, and that is the interest on national debt.
Yep, that is actually true from what I understand, and I thank you for the call. 800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Over and above that, they can just print out whatever other money they need to pay for things. It's nice to be the government. 800-259-9231, hour 3 is coming up. You can bring up whatever you want. This is Free Talk Live.
Gun Day, Gun Day, Gun Day. 3 days to exercise your Second Amendment rights for only $10 per person April 3rd, 4th, and 5th at Knob Creek Gun Range. The world's largest machine gun shooting military gun show is fun for the whole family, with machine guns and flamethrowers for rent, helicopter rides, and over 800 tables showcasing handguns, shotguns, rifles, and more. Opens at 9 a.m. Call 502-922-4457 or visit knobcreekrange.com. That's K-N-O-B, creekrange.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.